Item 17, membership of committees.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Can I say that item 17, as is read in your papers on page 63 and 64, in terms of item 18, if I may, Madam Chairman, since the publication of the council book, I can formally report that on the 23rd of June 2016, and pursuant to Regulation 10, brackets B, closed brackets, of the Local Government, Committees and Political Groups Regulations 1990, Councillor Peter Cawthron served formal notice on the Council that he no longer wished to be treated as a member of the Vote Leave political group, as Regulation 8, brackets 1, closed brackets, of the regulations require a political group to have a minimum of 2 members. This means that the Vote Leave group has automatically ceased to exist as mandated in Regulation 8, brackets 2, closed brackets, Madam Chairman. And in terms of item 19, it's as read in your papers, Madam Chairman. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to item 20, report of the Head of Planning Services, tendering district local plan.
Madam Chairman,
sorry.
I do apologise, Madam Chairman, you require a vote on item 19. Apologies.
We need to vote on item 19.
Are we up to date?
Madam Chairman, yes, as of today, because the regulations do not require a Widdicombe review if a party is dissolved, only in the circumstances where a party that has changed to another party or has created a party, so therefore it did not. In terms of page 67, the recommendation for A3, the recommendation is on page 67, and you require a proposer and a seconder. Thank you.
Yes, sorry.
This may seem a small point, but could we place on record our thanks to the officers in Democratic Services? Because over the last year, they have gone through God knows what, that to be honest, they shouldn't have had to have been. They've been a great asset to this council, and I think we should place on record our thanks.
Thank you. Right, page 67.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to move the recommendation on page 67, if that's at all helpful. And I support what Councillor Calvert just said about the officers. Poor old Ian Ford had a full head of hair just 12 months ago.
Can I have a seconder, please?
Yeah. And I would like to second that, Madam Chairman. And just remind members that every time that a political party is formed or dissolved, there is a resource issue there in place, and there is a cost to that. I just would like to remind members that it is not something that officers do it in their normal free time. They do it in their normal time, and when it's something as unnecessary as it has been for the last few months, and we become the example in some high places in Whitehall, where people, civil servants, do their recommendations to take on board every single possible scenario. Well, we've actually made headlines there, and they didn't think of a council like us could have so many changes in the space of many months. But I just would like to remind members that changing political parties and dissolving them has got a cost involvement. At the time that, as we debated before, resources, officer resources, is something quite precious, and we should look after it.
Right, all those in favour? That's carried. Thank you.